as we promised you. We know you're going to recognize this voice. You will recognize the voice and be able to put a voice to a face because you saw her beautiful face all over Fox TV for weeks and weeks and weeks. Of course, we are talking to the lovely, the effervescent, the culinary goddess of Georgia, Jessie Lysiak. Jessie, what's going on, darling?
Wow, what an intro. Thanks. It's good to hear your voice again.
Oh, I'll tell you what, man. I know, and this is what's really neat, my friends. Jessie's in the midst of a two-month tour where she is out in the fashionable left coast, and she is traveling around. She's doing a ton of modeling. She's got a big cooking gig going on. I mean, your superstar has risen. Did you ever, in your wildest, think that you would make it all the way to number 3 out of 30,000?
I still can't get my head around it. I was just hoping I could get on the show and maybe get an apron. So getting to like the number 3 spot, it just changed everything. And every day it's like, wow, this just really happened. Am I going to wake up out of this little dream?
Well, it's been a dream for you. It was a dream for us to watch it, and we were all biting our nails. And I mean, we're so proud of you. Of course, you're a great representative of Georgia. Of course, the Lysiak family once again rises to the creme de la creme. But here's what's really neat, and here's what I had to ask you. Was there what you did? I mean, Gordon Ramsay is notorious for being Mr. Tough Guy, but there seemed to be a simpatico between you two, more so than the other two judges. Was it? Did you get that feeling from him?
I was so intimidated by him going into it that I don't know if I felt that. Like, I actually got along best with Joe. I worked really hard for his approval because he was the only one who didn't give me the apron going in. But then, like, every time walking up to be judged by Gordon, like, your heart stops for a minute. It's the weirdest feeling. I've never had it happen before. But you just want his approval so much, too, that, I don't know, it was always so nerve-wracking because you know he's had the best of everything and just wanted to please him and make him happy, you know? You wanted your food to be good.
Well, and you're afraid, too, that he might launch on you. I mean, he has that reputation of being so bombastic and so tough.
Yeah, we've all seen his kitchen. We don't want that situation happening. He doesn't like your food, so.
No, you sure don't. Now, did you make some good friends from the show?
I really did, and that was the shocker. Like, you think you're just going there to compete, to cook, but I've made some lifelong friends that I hope to see and work with continually, and we've all kept in touch. I've visited couple of them several times, about to go see a few more a couple weeks in New York, so we've all kept in touch. It's been great.
Well, we're talking, of course, to Jessie Lysiak. She was on Fox's Master Chef, and she did such an amazing job. You really, really did, and of course, we're so proud of you. We got such tremendous feedback from people that met you when we had our chance to work together back in June. But when it finally came to the end, did you have a sense that that recipe was going to be the end?
I didn't. To be 100% honest, I didn't think it was going to be the end. As I was having that last, I guess we got 60 minutes on that one, cooking it, it didn't come together. And it looked ugly. And then I was like, oh, no, this is not working. But I turned around, and Luca was struggling, too, at the time. So I was like, well, maybe I'll beat out Luca. So as long as I'm better than him, it'll work. So all you had to do is just beat out one other person so you could stay. So you always have that in the back of your head that, well, hopefully mine's just better than someone else's. So you're just fingers crossed, and you're hoping that you're still going to be in there.
Well, the now that you've had this experience, what would you recommend to someone who's even thinking about it, Jessie?
Oh, definitely practice their own mystery boxes. Like, get friends and family to just throw crazy ingredients together and learn to really think, cook on your feet. Like, sometimes we'd have 30 seconds to make up a menu. So just the time restraint and being creative so quickly, like, that's something you got to practice. Also, just it's long hours. It's stressful. And just know that you have to go in healthy and lots of sleep and rest because this is a mental game, a physical game. I mean, there's a lot to it, so practice your heart out.
And a financial.
Yeah, and I'll save up money, too, before you go in there, because that's 3 months and not working.
So, yeah, that really is.
Be ready.
if you look back upon it, what was the best thing that you took away from that show for Jesse personally and professionally?
Personally, above everything else, and this is so weird to say, it was the leadership skills you learned, because I'd never been in that position. I've never led a team, never been a team captain. I didn't know I even could. So knowing that just putting yourself out there, you can actually do it, that personally was my biggest gain. And professionally, you just learn tricks the whole time you're there, like little cooking things that you never knew before, and how to add this last minute, or cool things down this way, just things you're going to use for a lifetime. So cooking tricks and then the leadership skills together were my two biggest things.
Fox superstar Jesse Lysiak here with Chef of the Fat Man of Blue Collar Chefs. We've worked with her once, and this is our, I promised her that we would follow her religiously, and we did, and it was almost to the very end, and we were so proud of you. And there was a little group of people from the show that were all like, emailing back and forth and, you know, going back and forth. How did Jesse do? Wasn't she great? Wasn't she, you know, she was so cool. I mean, you picked up a cult following just with some of our listeners and some of our fans, because they just loved you. And when they came out to see you, do you know what the funny thing, the amazing thing was? And I told people beforehand when they came out, I said, when you meet Jesse Lysiak, you're going to meet a really class act. She is as charming as she is beautiful, and she is just, she's real, and she's truly like the girl next door, and everybody goes, yeah, that's what they all say. But every one of them came away saying, my God, what a nice person. Before the looks, what a nice person. And I think that really sums you up very well.
That just made my day. Thank you for telling me that. That's amazing.
Well, you know, I mean, that's what you get. I mean, I tell people all the time, if I compliment them, they earned it. If I don't, I'm just pleasant.
If you're quiet,
and obnoxious.
That's
yeah, if I'm quiet, it's always a problem. Everybody goes, "Oh, what's wrong with Kevin? He's quiet." But now let's talk a little bit more now about your future. Now you've just done some tremendous modeling. Do you enjoy that? That's hard work.
It is hard, and I do love it, but the problem is I love to eat. Like, every 2 hours, I want a full-on meal. Like, I want to be eating constantly. So, you know, sometimes you just go through seasons of life where it's just cooking and practicing and getting recipes together, and sometimes, you know, you're working out hard and you're doing the modeling side, so it's hard to do both at the same time. But right now, both things have picked up so much. So I'm flying around, doing some really cool modeling jobs, and then really unique cooking chances have come up, like teaching at conventions or doing demos here or just really cool cooking stuff. So I don't know what's after 2 months. I'm booked solid for the next 2 months, but after that, I'm hoping more doors open.
Well, I'm sure they will, because we're going to continue trying to open some doors for you from our end, because we just know that you got to understand from our perspective, it's great, because when people meet you, they go, man, that chef and a fat man, they got class. And it's rare that we get that, you know. So you're good for us too, you know. We kind of work off of each other.
I loved cooking with you guys and doing the show. That was one of the most fun things back in June. I loved it.
Well, it was a lot of fun. Now let's talk about. Now I understand you may even have a shot at doing something with the NHL channel.
Yeah, they reached out, so they kind of want to do like a cooking demo, like hockey food or like a perfect pregame meal and get your proteins and your carbs. So hopefully next month you'll be seeing that on TV.
Demo. That's awesome. Now let's talk a little bit. Let's look into the future for Jesse. Now, once your 2 months are up, and I know you've got so much going on, what do you want to do, Jess? Now that you've had this chance, when you come home, are you looking forward to coming off the road and just coming home and being Jesse for a little while?
I'll tell you what, I make a vision board every year of things I want to accomplish, and doing a great culinary thing was on it. So I got to check that off. But for my next year, I just want a mailbox. Like, I want a permanent resident. I want to settle down, start my cooking thing, whatever it may be, because I do want to settle down for a bit. But when I say settle down, that'd be fine to have a cooking show in that city. Like, L.A. is fine to settle down in or wherever.
Yeah, wherever the show is, it's a great city.
MasterChef did that Google cook-along, and so that was my first taste of doing a real, like, cooking show. And I loved it. You know, you just feel at home doing it. So if I could pursue that somehow, that would be amazing.
Well, you never know what'll happen. I had a friend of ours that was a former Falcons cheerleader, and she got into cooking and she wanted to do that. Now she's doing a Comcast show locally where she does tailgating. So who knows? Maybe I'll put you together next time you're in town and you guys can exchange notes. But is there now into the future, Jesse Lysiak, we can expect to see you probably on the NHL channel. Is there anything else or anywhere else we'll get a chance to see you?
Not set in stone, but I'm going to change that pretty soon. So I'll keep you guys posted, whether it's the fan pages or Twitter, and hopefully you'll be seeing a lot more of me.
I certainly hope so. Jesse Lysiak, superstar, chef, Georgia native. She is the whole package. We promised you a superstar. We gave you a superstar. That's what we do here on Chef and a Fat Man and Blue Collar Chefs. When we come back, more food, more fun, more excitement, and we're taking it to the streets just for you, baby.